What is your IQ? Intelligence differs between doctors and patients. Where are you on the IQ scale? In the general society, an IQ of 100 would equal an average IQ. Studies strongly suggest that the average IQ of doctors is 127. Just to pass medical school demands a level of intelligence that is above the average. On the other hand, we stick to our peers for self-assessment. As doctors, we live in an environment full of high achievers. So far, so obvious. This environment let us think that we are average, just like many of our patients. An IQ of 127 would imply that doctors are in the top 5% of the national IQ scale. Funny enough, most doctors are unaware of the logical consequence of this fact. Mere statistics. Our ignorance becomes evident when we try to communicate with patients. In the case that we are in the top 5% of IQ, that would imply that most people, 95%, have a lower IQ than we do. This is not a judgment, but a mere statistical fact. So, intelligence differs between doctors and patients. What does that say? IQ is not an achievement. There is a strange misconception noticeable as we tend to mistake IQ for achievement. In my eyes, this pride is misplaced. Not a single doctor has achieved their intelligence. In the best case, they are using it. The brain functions that allows us to analyze and understand complex situations is nothing we gained. We are carrying this tool around, but we haven't made it. In this sense, our intelligence is nothing to be proud of. The value of it is just the same as the size of our shoes or the color of our eyes, a mere given and nothing gained. On the other hand, as we have brains that are equipped for the challenge, I would suggest we should use it for improved connections with our patients. Intelligence, environment, and obtaining information. The difference in intellectual resources and the strange environment, fear, makes it almost impossible for the parents and children to process complicated information. We try to provide them with a lot of complicated stuff. We are sending, but they cannot receive. Likewise, we know that 80% of the provided information is immediately forgotten, 10% is recalled wrong, and only about 10% is accurate. Where is the ball? When I state the situation like this, the question arises, what can we do about it? As the intelligence differs between doctors and patients, the ball is in our corner. We would need to adjust as we cannot expect them to adjust to or, to put it more complicated, for the really intelligent among us, this description of the situation makes it obvious that it is mandatory for us to adjust our way of sharing information to the parents' and patients' communicational needs. In other words, if a three-year-old can understand what we say, their parents will understand it as well. Intelligence differs between doctors and patients, so what? I dare to repeat, we need to adjust as they cannot. In a nutshell, our intelligence is a given tool to translate complicated concepts into plain language. If a three-year-old can understand what we say, their parents will understand it as well.